IV fluids are used everywhere in the healthcare system, from the ER to the operating rooms to dialysis centers. Side Effects Public Media's Farah Yousri reports hospitals across the U.S. are bracing for a shortage of these critical drugs after Hurricane Helene damaged the country's largest IV fluid manufacturing plant in North Carolina.
Baxter International is the largest manufacturer of IV fluids in the U.S. The company told hospitals across the country that they will only get 40% of their IV fluid orders. Shomi Saha is the Senior VP of Government Affairs at Premier, an organization that contracts for medical supplies on behalf of hospitals across all 50 states.
This is definitely the number one issue for hospitals across the country right now.
She says it's unclear how long this shortage will last. The FDA hasn't put IV fluids on its official drug shortage list yet. If it does, this would lift some federal law restrictions and give authority to other facilities to compound the drugs. Baxter and federal agencies are also working to bring the plant up and running as soon as possible. I'm Farah Yousri.